Seems like RG3 stealing all the spotlight. You don't care, do you?
No, I don't, because I think Heath Miller should be president.
President of what?
The United States.
Why?
Forget Pro Bowl. He's president now. Okay. I'm starting a campaign today.
Too late to get him on the ballot?
Nope. I'm putting him on. Right. I'm getting him on. I'm just going to be his campaign manager.
What's his platform?
Doesn't matter. He's the best ever.
How's he feel about Medicare? That's what I'm concerned about.
He's the best ever. You see him fighting through everything. He said, that's what you should do. Be tough. Be tough like him.
Are you looking for him more?
Yeah, I mean, I've always looked for him. He's always been a comfort zone and a blanket, and he's a great player. Great teammate, maybe the best team I've ever played with on any level. That's a high compliment, but he deserves it. And, you know, he makes plays, you know, and we get down in the goal line like that touchdown he caught. I mean, he catches it with his hands. He gets hit by a bunch of guys. He holds on. You got to enjoy throwing to a guy like that.
Did you see him flex afterwards?
Yeah, that's how you know he's feeling it. When Heath is, when he's in the moment, he starts flexing because you never see emotion from him. And he did it. I think we saw it the first time this year in Oakland. When he caught that touchdown. He looked right into the black hole and gave him a little flex, and that's awesome. That's fun. It gets you going because a guy like that doesn't show a lot of emotion, when he does it, you know it's time to go.
Best tight end in football?
Absolutely. All-around tight end, yes. People are going to argue with numbers, but all-around tight end, no doubt about it.
What do you see on Sunday get you guys going, get you the confidence that – you know, maybe you needed to build up a little bit?
Well, as I've been saying the last, before the last game and now, it's one win for us. We got to get one win. We got one last week, but now we're trying to get one win. And that's what we're going to go for this week, is just trying to get one.
And I'm sure you haven't watched tape on Washington's offense, but in terms of highlights, have you seen RG3 and what he's capable of? And glad you don't have to play against him.
Well, you know, how do you not see highlights? He's putting up a great rookie year so far, great numbers, doing some really good things. And, you know, they have a very unique offense around him, the way that they run pistols and wishbone sight, all kinds of different formations. So our defense is going to have their hands full, but I'll take our defense against anyone.
Other than the blazing speed, do you see his ability to keep plays alive kind of similar to yours?
Yeah, he does a great job. I mean, he's very fast, quick. He does take a lot of shots. But he's got a big arm, and he can make plays downfield.
Talk about their defensive secondary.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I came into this league with D'Angelo Hall, so I know what he's all about and what he can do. And they're a very confusing defense. They like to throw a lot of different looks at you, which is, I guess it's good that play every day against the Steelers defense, because they do a lot of the same stuff. But it's going to be a big challenge for us offensively.
They're obviously prone, though, to the big play. They've done that all season long. What do you see as the things you can do?
Well, I got asked that question by the Washington media as well, and I don't look at them either giving up the big play or the opportunity for big plays there. I look from them as they're a takeaway machine. They take away the ball, they score on defense. So, to me, that is something I need to keep my eyes on more than the big play being available.
Then if all three of those running backs are healthy, how do you – how do you use them effectively if you get all three of those guys
in? Well, each guy brings something to the table, and we can rotate, keep guys fresh, we'll be good.
What does Jonathan maybe give you that maybe the other two don't, whether it's one of his strengths? I mean, they're all good, obviously, uh-huh. But they're all different. I mean, what does Jonathan do that's, you know, makes him effective?
Well, we got to see last week finish it. You know, he finished the game and ran guys over, got the tough yards, got enough speed to get down the field to get to the secondary, and he put safeties in a tough situation.
Can you explain what you saw out of Willie Cahoon? It seemed like it was quite violent.
Yeah, he was. I was going to say a controlled violence. You know, I know that sounds crazy, but under control and just dominating the line of scrimmage and on the pulls. And he's starting to show glimpses of that all-pro guard that I always knew he had.